about, I was looking at the gaps here. There's Dan. Representative Peterson? Or Senator, we'll demote him because he's not here. We're getting close to a full house. I just want to make sure they're here, so if we gavel in that they're all here when, by the time the roll call goes. Senator Hicks, looks like I'm just trying to figure out if there's a committee missing. We've got Senator Hicks.
I'm right here, Senator.
All right. So then Senator Peterson is the only lost soul. All right. Yeah, you're lost in a different kind of way. All right. All right, the Senate, please come to order. Roll call.
Roll call for Friday, February 12th. Anderson?
Here.
Barnard?
Here.
Bebout?
Here.
Boner?
Here.
Burns?
Here.
Case? Christensen,
here.
Coe,
here.
Cooper,
here.
Kraft,
here.
Dockstetter,
here.
Driscoll,
here.
Emmerich,
here.
Esquibel,
here.
Geis,
here.
Hastert,
here.
Hicks,
here.
Johnson,
here.
Kinski,
here.
Landon,
here.
Meyer,
Kurt,
Pappas,
here.
Perkins,
here.
Peterson?
Excused.
Ross?
Here.
Rothfuss?
Here.
Scott?
Here.
Von Platern?
Here.
Wasserberger?
Here.
President Nicholas?
Here.
29 present, 1 excused.
Peterson has arrived. Let's go back and call, put it L.A., late arrival. Okay, we're all here. The prayer this morning is going to be given by Father Crockleton, but we have a specific requirement to Father to give you the coin, which is very dangerous to give it before you give your prayer. So be good to us. But I've been told that we're required to thank you first because of other scripts. But Father, thank you for being with us this week. It's been a different kind of week because we've been late. We've called you at different times. We really appreciate you making yourself available with us. I'd like to give you this coin. You may have others. I don't know if they're going to, if you have 100 of them or 200, I don't know if they're going to be any worth more than just one of them. But we'd like to present you with this coin as our, as a token of our appreciation for your being here. And, I want to thank you, give you the coin, and if you'd lead us with a prayer. No. You had to be good. Oh, let me give you the mic first. There you go.
Let us pray. Thank you, God, that it is Friday, the last day of this week. It is also that final day for us to be able to have first readings of bills. Help us to push through this day quickly so that we can draw the first week of this session to a close. Let us see in the work that we do today and all that we've done this past week a share in your act of creating. As you rested after you finished bringing the universe into existence, so may we have a good rest and be able to return on Monday refreshed and energized for the next week's endeavors. For those of us who will be on the road this weekend, please grant us safe travel. For all of us, let us enjoy some time with family and friends. We ask this in your divine name. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Play ball. Folks, this morning we're going to be joined by the Cathedral Home for Children's, the American Sign Language Group, who are going to perform the national anthem in sign language. And if we got everybody, I was told. So the script is that members of the Senate, today we were joined with the students and staff of the May Olson Education Center in Laramie. All of the students are from California and are here to perform the national anthem using their native language of American Sign Language, also known as ASL. If you'd please join me to welcome these students and their teacher, Scott Fore, and to the chamber. Thank you. Well, thank you very much for performing such an important and inspirational song, and we appreciate you being with us today. Wow. We're at that order of business of the approving the journal. Will the reading clerk please read in the journal committee report?
Mr. President, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of February 11, 2016 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator Wasserberger, Chairman.
You've heard the report. If without objection, the report is adopted. See, the doctor of the day is Christine Van Kirk. Dr. Van Kirk is... I will welcome her, and then the nurse of the day is Ann Rega. Dr. Van Kirk is from Cheyenne. Ann Rega is our nurse of the day from Campbell County Memorial Hospital in Gillette. I don't see her here. We'll have to... Here, but not here. All right. In 1941, Governor L. Smith designated the period of February 12th to this 22nd as National Defense Week. Today is day 5 of the proposed 20-day session and the last day for bill introductions. We're at that order of business of introducing and reading and references of bills. Senate File 41. Would the reading clerk please read in the bill, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 41, State-Funded Capital Construction, sponsored by the Appropriations Committee.
Explanation of the bill. Senator Wasserberg, are you going to do that? Or Senator, this is the State-Funded Capital Construction. Prosiglione. He looks like a man in a straitjacket. You got three bills up here. Wasserberg was standing up like he was ready, but he wasn't.
I don't know what he was doing.
All right. Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move introduction of Senate File 41, State-Funded Capital Construction. This is a joint interim committee bill. Members of the Senate, there are basically five bills. We've changed the way in which we're doing the budget this year. Normally, you would see state capital construction in the budget bill. It's a separate bill now, and the same is true of the next bill. And then, of course, we have the AML bill and the school local government bill. And this is the state capital construction bill. And basically what it does, it provides for appropriations for state capital construction from July 1 of 2016 through June of 2018. It continues a task force on the Department of for the health facilities. If you go to the pages, you'll see that we continue state the state facilities construction account is continued. We continue the science initiative account, the CASPER State Facilities account. Section 2 is definitions, and then you see the capital construction projects beginning on page 5. There's a list of them then on page 6, and you'll see that that on page 6, particularly lines 13 through 24 of that list, they're either private funds or special revenue funds or the T5s. That actually comes out of the state penitentiary permanent land fund. So then you go on for appropriations at the University of Wyoming on pages 6, 7, 8, and 9, and we set forth the priorities there. Pages 11 and then thereafter is the task force, which we're continuing. This is that whole project with regards to the state hospital and the Wyoming Life Resource Center and the funding available to continue that project. We have some continuations of the Wyoming State with regards to the biosafety BS3, level 3 lab at University of Wyoming. And so we have some conditional appropriations that start on page 17. These are basically out of SIPA. SIPA, as you recall, 1.25% of the SPA goes into SIPA. So you have some conditional appropriations on the investment earnings from SIPA for 2017. That's on page 17 and 18 and then 19. And thereafter is for fiscal year 18. We have an interfund loan portion of this bill, along with the deposit of any reversions, as we've been doing over the past number of years with regards to if there are reversions, they go back into the capital rehabilitation and restoration account. So in essence, folks, this is the vehicle for capital construction. This is the priorities that were set out by your Appropriations Committee, but certainly it would be up to your vote as you see fit. But this is the vehicle to discuss state capital construction. Urge your favorable consideration.
You've heard the explanation of the bill. Roll call on the bill.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter? Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Esquivel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 30 aye.
Senate File 41, having received two-thirds of a majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Next bill up is Senate for first reading is Senate File 83, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 83, School Facilities Appropriations 4, sponsored by the Appropriations Committee.
Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move introduction of Senate File 83, School Facilities Appropriations. This is another component that was originally in the budget bill. It's now a separate bill. This is your vehicle to deal with school capital construction as you see fit. It's necessary, though, that you do introduce this bill or you don't have a vehicle to do that. Basically, the bill provides for appropriations for this biennium with regards to school capital construction. It does establish a task force. That task force I'll briefly go through as we get a little bit through the bill, and it requires some reporting back. One of the issues that we face, and of course the good chairman of the Select Committee on School Facilities has been a great help, but we have an index system about capacity and condition, but they're going through and they're charged with having to do that again. The report should be out in December. So what we are suggesting is that we've outlined first and foremost that major maintenance will be taken care of out of the coal lease bonus payments, first and foremost. That leaves approximately $15 to $17 million left. There are already $490 million worth of money into the pipeline right now that's moving through. So in the bill, we outline some of the things that we think we can take care of with the remainder of that money after we've taken care of major maintenance, and you will find that over on pages for design projects on page 4 and for capital construction projects on page 6 and 7. And you'll see that there are also in this bill some lease payments that need to be made. For instance, here in Laramie County, the Prairie Winds school is on leased land. And so that's just a thing that we have to do on a yearly basis. It's $4,600. Leases. There's some money in there for some acquisition of some property, particularly over there in the tent sleep area. And then, of course, we have provided that there's a whole issue about security of schools. What we have done is set forth that major maintenance is a priority, and out of major maintenance, 10% of that major maintenance can be used for school security based on the needs of that school or school districts. There's also some money in here for charter school leases. And then on Section 2, which starts on page 11, is the task force to come back with this study, to study, you know, we have a great need. We're coming to a cliff here with regards to how we do schools. And most of our schools have been funded by coal lease bonus money. And as a result of those things drying up, we have to start looking at funding. How are we going to do this? And that's the purpose of this task force on Section 2. And you can go through that and see the representatives of that. And so we want to take a complete examination of our current revenue mechanisms and long-term reliable funding sources. And in essence, That task force has an appropriation of $22,500 to pay for the legislative members. Also, you'll see in Section 3 an $80 million placeholder out of the legislative stabilization reserve account for school facilities. Now, that is only in the second year because we're waiting for that report in December. So we've tagged about $80 million to try to make sure we keep stuff in the pipeline, but there's some discontent with the whole matrix, and we want to make sure that matrix makes sense again. So with that, I'd urge your favorable consideration of this bill.
Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Escobel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins? I. Peterson.
Aye.
I. Ross.
Aye.
I. Rothfuss.
Aye.
I. Scott.
Aye.
I. Von Fladern.
Aye.
I. Watsberger.
Aye.
I. President Nicholas.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 aye.
Senate File 83, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Folks, just a moment of personal privilege. The extended the explanation period for the last bill by a minute. That's part of the budget bills. I think it's important for you to hear it. With respect to the budget bills, our staff is burning up. We're running about 35 to 38 hours of overtime just on the budget staff and the education staff that are running numbers. The budget bill is likely to be out around 2 to 3 on the website. We are presently contemplating making an adjustment to our schedule where we would run the general appropriations bill starting Monday. If we do that, then the day off would be Friday. You'd have to have all your amendments in Friday for the following Monday. Then the objective would be, if we can, is to get all these budget bills out of committee on Monday on both houses, so that the other six budget bills, education and others, would start moving on Tuesday. We would have them out through third reading in the first house by, say, that following Thursday. Then the bills would switch houses, and we would be wrapping up the second house about the time we're doing the conference committee on the budget bill, and that would allow us to get all the budget balancers in. What that does in large part is give this weekend some rest to the JAC and the staff. And then the following weekend, they'd have a little bit of rest, too. Senator Pappas.
Yes, Mr. President. I just wanted to bring to the body's attention a point of order on that last vote. I am exploring whether I do have a conflict of interest. There is a project in there that I'm going to be designing, and there's monies in for that design. If you recall, I had that same situation last year. The attorneys at that time told me that it wasn't a conflict, and so I didn't declare it. But I wanted to bring to the body's attention that I did vote aye just to get it introduced. But I'll be exploring whether there's a conflict for me or not.
Thank you for the explanation, and we'll work with you if you need help in terms of ascertaining whether, in fact, there is a conflict. It sounds like it's pretty remote. Thank you. Senator Kurt Meyer.
Yeah, I'm curious as how we're going to get budget balancers in the
conference process if it's not part of the original bill, and it's not within the two things of the House without going to a free committee. I would think that we'd delay the main one so you'd have that opportunity to work it in the bill, and then it'd be part of the conference without having to go to a free conference. But I'm wondering where you want to put the budget balancers via the conference process. I thought that's what I heard. Maybe I misunderstood.
Well, Senator, I think your comments are well taken, but in terms of when we do the conference on the bill, you have to back up into when we need to have the bill to the governor. So you look at when we have to have the governor. That backs into the conference committee days. The conference committees will have to be in 2 weeks to accomplish getting the bill to the governor. By the time that the conference applies, by the time that the third reading bill is takes place on a week from Monday, all of the other bills will have at least passed through the first house of origin and will be profiled. There will be some technique in determining, well, what do you do if a profile bill costs more or less? But we've had those issues. As you recall, it's not uncommon that when you do the budget bill itself that there are bills with appropriation out there, and we actually do a budget balancer in anticipation of that. Sometimes we transfer more funds than actually become necessary because you contemplate the passage of a bill that doesn't pass. So that will take place, but it is the faster that we can get the other bills moving forward, the easier the task is. That's about the best I can answer the question. The task is never eliminated, but we could certainly make it easier on ourselves. But there will be, and there are instances where there are, the budget balancers are based upon anticipated bills that are on general file with, that are profiles with, appropriations. If the bills don't pass, then fewer funds are transferred. So I think it'll work out, but it primarily the biggest driver right now on planning the budget is to make sure that our staff get sleep so we're doing a good product, and making sure that the Appropriations Committee and the Education Committee can get some sleep as well. Any further questions on that? Good points. All right, the next bill for introduction is Senate File 84, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 84, Long-Acting Reversible Contraception, sponsored by Senator Rothfuss.
Senator Rothfuss.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 84, Long-Acting Reversible Contraception, and ask the body for favorable consideration. Mr. President, this legislation changes some prioritization more than anything else in having the Department of Health emphasize long-acting reversible contraception in their family planning units. It adds to the list of recommended procedures, injections, intrauterine devices, and implants, and it says that long-acting reversible contraception shall be made available to the extent birth control services are provided under current family planning operations. There is no appropriation associated with that, so it's not a larger program. But, Mr. President, the justification for this is that a state to our south implemented this program, or something similar to it, probably a more ambitious version of this program, in 2008 at a time when 4.5% of the population that they worked with through their Department of Health used long-acting reversible contraception. When they emphasized it in 2014, that number shifted to 29.6%. So these are devices that may last up to 10 years. They're highly effective. They're very, very effective in terms of providing protection from pregnancy. But the key statistic that really drew my attention when I was reading about this was that from 2009 through 2014, the unintended births in the population group from 15 to 19 in that state fell by 48% decrease in unintended births during that time period through this program. For the 20 through 24-year-old population, a 20% reduction, which is incredibly successful. And the intent of their program was based on the recognition, largely, that the cost per person for this type of approach to birth control is around $400, whereas the cost to Medicaid for an unintended birth tends to be around $12,000. So this is a tremendous cost savings endeavor that would help our Department of Health to control costs while being perfectly consistent, certainly, with the interests of these individuals. There's no mandate. There's no requirement. It's very much an education piece and an availability piece without an expanded budget. So, Mr. President, I'd ask the body to support introduction of this legislation and see if we can utilize a program like this to help provide savings in the state of Wyoming that could potentially be very significant when we're looking to a budget shortfall.
Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Barnard?
No.
No. Bebout?
No.
No. Boner?
No.
No. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
No.
No. Coe?
No.
No. Cooper?
No.
No. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
No.
No. Driscoll?
No.
No. Emmerich?
Aye.
Escobel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
No.
No. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
No.
No. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Yeah, sure.
Kinski, no. Landon?
No.
No. Meyer?
No.
No. Pappas?
No.
No. Perkins?
No.
No. Peterson?
No.
No. Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
No.
No. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 12 aye, 18 no.
Senate File 84, having failed to receive a two-thirds majority for vote, Senate File 84 has failed in introduction. Mr. Vice President, Senate File 85, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 85, Medical Education, sponsored by Senator Nicholas.
Further reading of the bill, Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Senator, Vice President, I move for the introduction of Senate File 85 and ask your favorable consideration for introduction. Folks, what this bill simply does is go out and investigate, and if the committee process chooses, we will create an advisory group to oversee the WAMI, the Wyoming, Washington, Alaska, Montana, Idaho medical program, and also expand the scope of view into the family practice residency centers. The model that I had intended is something like the School of Energy Resources at the university, where we have an energy group who's overseeing some of the activities of the SER to make sure that the school is responsive. What we have now is a situation where one of our crown jewels of our university is being operated by non-physicians through the College of Health Sciences. So you have the program run by non-physicians. The closest physician that we have work on the program is a friend of ours, a native of Wyoming, but he's actually living and working in Washington and on their payroll. It seems to me that the success of this program is important, and that it's time to have a group of physicians, healthcare providers, who are overseeing, making sure the program is successful, taking a look at the family practice residencies, making recommendations, and they can forward their recommendations on to the trustees, so the trustees would have the benefit as they're making these decisions about this fairly important and expensive programs, all of them, that they're receiving expertise from Wyoming physicians. We now have a wonderful collection of physicians in Wyoming who have been through the WAMI program or the contract system. I think they would love to be a participant in the success of this institution. It seems to me it's time to develop that oversight board for the assistance of the trustees. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Barnard? I'm sorry, aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Escobel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson? I. Ross.
Aye.
I. Rothfuss.
Aye.
I. Scott.
Aye.
I. Von Flader.
Aye.
I. Wasserberger.
Aye.
I. President Nicholas.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 aye.
Senate file 85, having received a two-thirds majority of the vote, is hereby referred to Committee number 4, Education. Senate file 86, first reading of the bill.
Senate file 86, Medical Assistance Program Design, sponsored by Senator Scott.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I move introduction of Senate file 86. Mr. President, this is an area that we've struggled in designing our medical assistance programs in the new era that we have. We have not had much success in this. And when that goes on, we remember the old adage that compromise is the art of good legislation. And in this area, we have not been able to successfully work a compromise. I certainly tried, and I'm talking here Medicaid expansion. I certainly tried in the general session, and we weren't able to come to a successful conclusion. It's just too complicated to work out in the time in a general session. So what this bill does is it sets us on the road to see if we can't get some kind of a compromise. There's a list of principles in here designed that they could be amended as to what we're looking for, so we give some guidance. There's a charge to the Management Council to tell some outfit to do it and a lot of flexibility as to how the small appropriation to pay for a committee to meet. And what I'm hoping is that we will be able going forward to develop something that we can all agree on here in Wyoming is what we want to do. That, and I'm also hoping that we can get away from some of the federal inflexibilities, because we will have, by constitution, we will have a new administration in Washington on our federal side on January 20th next year, and we hope for some more flexibility. And in part, my model is how we did the welfare reform with the chairman of the House Committee in those days, who's the mother of one of our sitting senators. And I worked a program of welfare reform, enacted it before the feds acted, and it proved to mesh very well with what they did and has been enormously successful. I would hope we could repeat that in this area. So that's what this bill does. It could lead to a solution that would handle a small group of people who are not currently eligible for anything right now. They're really a very small group, but there is some way to deal with that. So that possibility is there, too. It contemplates a report aimed at the general session next time and the budget session the time after, because if there's a flux in Washington, we may need some time to figure out what they're going to do and respond to it. So that's the purpose of this bill. It's to set us on the road to trying to get a solution rather than a standoff in this particular area, and to work out the compromise that will be necessary in an area that is as complex as this whole medical assistance part of the healthcare system is. So that's what it does, Mr. President, and I urge its introduction.
Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
No.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
No.
No. Escobel?
No.
No. Geis?
No.
No. Hastert?
No.
No. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
No.
No. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
No.
No. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote?
Case, aye
to no. Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 21 aye, 9 no.
Senate File 86, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. Senate File 87. First reading the bill.
Senate File 87, Data Trespass Repeal, sponsored by Senator Rothfuss.
Senator Rothfuss.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for the introduction of Senate File 87, Data Trespass Repeal, and ask the body for favorable consideration. Mr. President, obviously last session we had legislation related to data trespass that has been the topic of some consideration during this last interim. We have a couple of other pieces of legislation introduced that we will consider. This is a straight-up repeal of the previous legislation, taking us back to square zero. And the reason for this, and why I'd ask the body to introduce this in addition to the previous ones, is that there is an ongoing legal action that some preliminary indicators from the district court suggest that there may be grounds for the state to lose that based on an original order or primary order from the justice in that case. If that is the case, then the state would probably be obligated to pay the legal costs for all of the rest of this particular action, which could be tremendous based on the number of parties to that lawsuit. The legislation that we have, aside from this legislation, does not address the concern that was expressed by that particular justice that wrote the order. So there wouldn't be a remedy that would lead to that case being thrown out, in my view. The body might disagree, but I think it's worth having this on the table in addition to those other pieces of legislation so that we can really consider this issue and have all options on the table. I think it would probably be in the best interest of the state to repeal that law and restructure it in a way that would be consistent with where we see the court might be going. So I'd ask the body for favorable consideration on this so that we can have all options on the table, Mr. President.
Roll call.
Anderson? No. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
No.
No. Boner?
No.
No. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
No.
No. Coe?
No.
No. Cooper?
No.
No. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
No.
No. Driscoll?
No.
No. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Escobel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
No.
Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
No.
No. Johnson?
No.
No. Kinski?
No.
No. Landon?
No.
No. Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas? No. Perkins?
No.
No. Peterson?
No.
No. Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
No.
No. President Nicholas?
No.
No. Closing. Von Platern, aye to no. Barnard, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 9 ayes, 21 no.
Senate File 87, having failed to receive a two-thirds majority vote, Senate File 87 has failed introduction. Senate File 88, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 88, State Lands Within Grand Teton National Park, sponsored by Senator Bebout.
Senator Bebout.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for the introduction of Senate File 88 and ask the body's consideration and approval of this particular bill. Mr. President, members of the Senate, I bring this bill to you on behalf of an issue that's been around since about 2010. Actually, it probably goes way back further than that, and involves some state lands that's within the Grand Teton National Park. And, Mr. President, I think it was in 2010 that we actually had a bill put forward that would allow these parcels to be sold to the federal government for the park, and there were some sideboards put on that particular piece of legislation. And Mr. President, to bring you up to speed where we are, dealing with the federal government, as we all know, isn't as smooth as a lot of people like to think. And over that period since 2010, instead of fulfilling their obligations and doing what they said they would do, which they didn't do, they did, in fact, buy two of the parcels. One was the Jackson Lake parcel, mineral estate only, 39.59 acres for a whopping $2,000. And the Snake River parcel, surface and minerals both, 86.32 acres for $16 million. Mr. President, that leaves two school sections still within the park. We call it the Antelope Flats parcel, 640 acres, and the Kelly parcel, 640 acres. Surprise to all of us, I say that tongue-in-cheek, that the federal government now once again wants to try to negotiate a deal with us. The purpose of this bill is to put into statutes a way to try to come to some kind of agreement with them, Mr. President. And very quickly, if we don't do anything, the offer that we had on the table expires at the end of this year. This allows that to go for two additional years. We have some very strict language in here that tells the price, the minimum price we will accept for the two parcels. Turns out to be $92 million. We also ask that in case if they want to sign this, the cost of extension for the 2 years is $10 million non-refundable. If the feds are serious about it, in any particular private sector deal, you would put money up front. And I don't think we should treat them any differently. It allows us to do some swaps. There's a neat idea in there about some cash flow, and I'd much rather have the state have cash flow than cash. And, Mr. President, that is what the bill does, and I ask for your favorable consideration.
Roll call on the bill.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstader?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Escobel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 aye.
Senate File 88, having received two-thirds of the majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 12, Rules. Senate File 89, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 89, Workers' Compensation, Time for Requesting Hearing, sponsored by Senator Perkins.
Senator Perkins.
Thank you. Mr. President, I'd move Senate File 89 and ask the body's federal vote on admission. Mr. President, what we've got here is right now under the workers' compensation statute, there's nothing that deals directly with when you mail an objection or request for a hearing, and that could be an employer or it could be a worker, employee. There's nothing that specifies or controls in statute whether or not your data, when the date of the postmark is the date it's considered filed with the Workers' Compensation Division. However, the division has promulgated a rule that says it's now it's deemed filed with the division on the date it's stamped received by the division. So they get the division right now when they send out a determination and under that when they make that determination, either the worker or the employee or the employer can object to that determination. The division gets the benefit of the postmark, and you've got 15 days to respond and request a hearing if you don't agree with the determination. Right now, the division, the 15 days starts to run on the day that they mail it out, which is the date of the letter. However, you don't get the benefit of the postmark when you mail it back in unless you mail it by certified or registered mail. And, in fact, I'm talking with a good senator from the western side of the county, and I've seen it in my community. There's times when you don't get it for 4 or 5 days. If you drop it in the mail and sometimes it takes as much as 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 days to get back to Cheyenne, if it's not received and stamped received by the division in that 15 days, you have no right to the hearing. And so what this bill does, Mr. President, is it goes in and makes it clear, removes some of that other language, and makes it so, and refers back to another statute. We have in statute that rules that would give you the benefit of the postmark. So if your postmark shows that date, it's deemed filed on that postmark date. And then in addition to that, it also deals with whether you send it certified or whether the postmark's obliterated or missing or the lost report. This statute takes care of all that. Right now, the division says that statute doesn't apply to them. This would make it apply to them and make it uniform for them, which, by the way, is not. I haven't looked at every agency, but most of the agencies, most of the other agencies, already use this type of rule, whether they refer to this statute or have it in their own statute. So I would urge for your favorable consideration so we can talk about this and cure this injustice, Mr. President.
Okay. Let's cure it. Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Escobel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 30 aye.
Senate File 89, having received a majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. We are on the way to curing injustices. Senate File 90, first reading the bill.
Senate File 90. Lifetime Game and Fish Licenses, Purple Heart Recipients, sponsored by Senator Cooper.
Senator Cooper.
Mr. President, I move introduction of Senate File 90, Lifetime Game and Fish Licenses, Purple Heart Recipients. Fellow senators, under the current law that we have right now, we grant a free lifetime bird small game and fishing license to any military veteran with a 100% disability. But there's no provision in there for those Purple Heart recipients that do not have a 100% disability. And we have, and the interesting thing about this is that you can be out on a flight line, for example, loading a piece of ordnance on an aircraft, drop a piece of ordnance on your leg and get 100% disability, never be in combat, and still receive these free lifetime recipients. There's nothing wrong with that. That's perfectly all right. The law was written and intended for that purpose, and it's doing well. However, we have also have veterans walking around that have put their lives in harm's way for us and maybe have a bullet hole in their leg or have maybe shrapnel from an IED in their back, and they're walking around, and yet we have no way of finding a way to honor them. And what this bill does is lets us honor those wounded warriors that have put their lives in harm's way for us and for our country. So the Purple Heart medals are only awarded to those that have been wounded in combat while putting their life on the line for our country. The bill simply gives us a way to honor those men and women. The license is only valid as long as the recipient remains a resident of the state. There are about 641 Purple Heart recipients in Wyoming at this time, and this starts all the way back to World War II until to present. Many of these Purple Heart recipients, though, are already covered under the 100% disability and so forth. It's estimated that only maybe about 15% of the remaining 641 would actually be eligible for this license, which represents maybe less than 100 possibilities. And of course, in Wyoming, we know that only about one-third of the people in Wyoming that are eligible to buy licenses actually do hunt and fish in the state that are residents of the state. So with that, it's a pretty good explanation of the bill, I think, and I'd like to ask for your favorable consideration of this.
Roll call on the bill.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Peabout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Escobel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Burns, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 27 aye, 3 no.
Senate File 90, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to committee number 6, Transport. Wait a minute. I refer that to committee number 5, Agriculture. Senator, or Mr. Vice President.
There's the script. Okay. The committee that we're assigned to, write them up on the roof.
Yeah, so that's 12.
That
council mark?
Yeah, so that's 12.
Rules, yeah.
Yeah, rules.
Got it.
Yeah, that's the list of committees.
Okay. Let's see. Senate File 91, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 91, State Penal Facilities Review, Senator Nicholas, sponsor.
Thank you, Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Mr. Vice President, I move for introduction to Senate File number 91 and ask for your favorable consideration. Folks, the issue with respect to the prison Rawlins is complex. We're learning more information just in the last 6 months to look like there was a substantial construction defect in that prison, And we've now are hearing numbers in the that are swelling to $85, $90 million for repair. I submit to you that the process is going to be complicated from here on, and it's time for the legislative body to get its arms around this project and to begin looking at it. And the analysis that first we need to do is begin to understand what is the scope of the problems of the prisons, how are we going to go about resolving it, and look at all options. What we've learned really from the Capital Oversight Committee really is that had we begun early on with maybe competing ideas, perhaps with competing architects and engineers and firms, we could have gotten from the beginning a variety of solutions. We could have picked the best one. So I think what's happening actually in this process is that we hired an architectural engineering firm that goes out and we say, go figure out what the problem is and begin the idea of making repairs. With numbers that we're seeing now, we have to begin a much broader analysis, and that is, should we actually put these kind of monies into repairing this facility or should it be replaced? What the decision is and what we come up with is really a function of at least undergoing that analysis, and that the legislature needs to have a much more active role in a solution. And frankly, I think one of the topics will and should be, if we replace this facility, if that is the choice, where does it belong? Does it belong in the current county that depends very heavily on this institution for its economic development and its employment base? Or to begin to look at the long-term budget of the state, where you would have it more centralized in the state, closer to medical facilities, medical care, and with a shorter wheel, if you will, of access to lower the cost of transporting prisoners back and forth. Everything comes on the table when you start talking at these dollars levels. Regardless, we have to get our hands around this solution, and it's not good enough to sit around and watch the prison sit by idly while the prison and A&I construction management are directing a process that may lead to an appropriation of the size that could do a handshake with the Capitol building. So we need to get a handle of this. What this bill does is begin to look at setting up a legislative task force to get their hands around this project.
Fine, Mr. President.
Thank you, and the bill can be modified as we go through the process, but I urge that you vote for the bill to get it into the process for consideration.
For the explanation, will the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson? Aye. Barnard? Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case? Aye. Christensen? Aye. Coe? Aye. Cooper? Aye. Kraft? Aye. Dockstader? Aye. Driscoll? Aye. Emmerich? Aye. Escobel? Aye. Geis? Aye. Hastert? Aye. Hicks? Aye. Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 30 aye.
Senate File 91, having received two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 12, Rules. Senate File 92, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 92, State Construction Project, sponsored by Senator Nicholas.
Thank you. Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Mr. Vice President, I move for the introduction of Senate File 92 and ask for your favorable consideration. Folks, since the 2000, when we started looking at how we were spending money, we really created three entities to go out and address the expenditure of funds where we had magnificent overruns. One was the CIO to look at how are we spending money on computer programs. Many of you will remember the debacle where we spent almost, I think, $80 million on a computer software for the Department of Health that didn't work. We finally had to say we've got to stop doing this. We hired higher quality people at higher pay to come in and begin to look at, have a better oversight of expenditures for these large, massive software programs that we have. And through the Appropriations Committee, you're going to hear more about it. We later decided to raise that person to a cabinet-level position because we believed that at the kind of monies we were spending for computer programs, computer replacement, that person ought to have walking papers into the governor and have direct contact with the governor. We created two other entities along the way. One was the Division of Construction Management within A&I, and the second was the School Facilities Commission. The School Facilities Commission had a special relationship through the School Select Committee on School Facilities, but the AICIM, that is Construction Management under A&I, was a position that reports first to the Director of A&I. The Director of A&I then reports to the Chief of Staff, and the Chief of Staff then reports to the Governor. And frankly, it seems to me that we look out here, we're just not getting high enough attention to these large dollar projects that involve things like the Capitol, things like this construction project at the Penn, and otherwise. It's time that we recognize that these projects and the amount of money we're spending deserves a cabinet-level person that is confirmed by the Senate. And what this bill will propose to do is to combine AICIM, the construction management with A&I, along with the director of the school facilities person. We'll get one person at a higher level of pay. Now, within that, he will have responsibility still, the selects committee and the school education committees, for the administration of the school finance or capital construction. But he will take over the capital construction and major maintenance expenditures with respect to the now it's in A&I for construction. A&I will keep the things like lease payments. They'll keep the things that get assigned out to agencies for cost, utilities. They will manage that, but we will have a person at a director level at higher pay that's more responsible directly to the governor and to us so that we can get a better handle on these construction issues. There are magnificent dollars being paid out, and we simply need a higher level of responsibility. I urge your support of the bill.
Thank you. For the first reading of the bill, the Chief Kirk, please call the roll.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case? Case? Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Escobel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
No.
No. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
No.
No. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
No.
No. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 27 aye, 3 no.
Senate File 92, having received two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee 12 Rules.
Mr. President?
Senate File 94, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 94, Payment for Educational Services, sponsored by Senator Meyer.
Senator Meyer, if you just hold off 1 second. Senator Emmerich.
Privilege of the floor, Mr. President.
You may have it.
Thank you. In the gallery, we have the Wyoming Federation of Republican Women. They're in the fishbowl in the back. We'd please ask them to stand and be recognized.
That's actually pretty funny. I think we're the fishbowl in the front. We're now back on Senate File 94, first reading of the bill. Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for introduction on Senate File 94, Payment of Educational Services. Mr. President, I bring this bill in an effort to replace some of the funding that local private treatment facilities had for essentially the same group and population that were court-ordered placed, and the AG was all fine with that as far as paying that. But when we deferred those into a different pathway rather than the criminal pathway to the treatment pathway, they no longer had a court order, and they are no longer eligible for payment of educational services. And so what we do is we put in a different standard that we hope that the AG is going to support, and that is the standard of medical necessity. And so we've talked with the governor's office. We've talked with the Department of Education. We think we got most of this stuff ironed out and it's in pretty good shape. If it needs a little bit of polishing or whatever, I'm sure the good committee on education can look at this and together with Mary Kay and Jillian and get her fine. So, you know, I'd ask for the committee's or for the Senate's favorable consideration for introduction. Thank you, Mr. President.
Roll call on the bill.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Esquivel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30-aye.
Senate File 94, having received two-thirds majority of the vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 95, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 95, Eye Care Consumer Protection 2, sponsored by Senator Barnard.
Senator Barnard.
President, I move Senate File 95, Eye Care Consumer Protection, and ask for the body's favorable consideration. Members of the Senate, Mr. President, this bill is an important bill because it takes into account these new technologies that are using auto refractors to give eye refractions. All these things do is do a refraction. They do not do a complete examination on the eye. The newer autorefractors also can measure the curvature of the front of your eye. These autorefractors are not new technology. They had them developed when I was in optometry school. That's a long time ago. We used them to check Moses and Joshua's eyes so they could lead the tribes of Israel. So they're not new. They do have their limitations. When you put your head in an autorefractor, if you tilt it back and forth this way or that way, if you blink, if you have cataracts, if you have a distorted cornea or a dry eye, you are not going to get an accurate reading. I don't know of any doctor in Wyoming who uses an autorefractor as his sole means of fitting glasses. This bill does not prohibit any new technologies. It doesn't ban kiosks. All we're doing is trying to make them apply with the general standards of care. This kiosk bill makes these kiosks HIPAA compliant, FDA compliant, ADA, and also provides liability coverage for the people that, for the consumers that use them. This bill does not change the scope. It does not expand the capabilities of the optometrist. It doesn't lessen their scope of practice. The main reason that I'm interested in this bill, Mr. Chairman, is because prescriptions granted without any context of medical history or ocular health examination present a danger to the public. This bill will ensure that prescriptions for spectacles and contact lenses, which are considered medical devices, will require more than just a refraction. This is the main reason we're passing this bill. When you fit a pair of contacts, you definitely need to have hands-on information. It needs to be doctor client within arm's reach. If you don't have that kind of care and you don't have the follow-up care, you put anybody that these kiosks might fit with contact lenses in a great danger. In fact, some of these conditions can lead to loss of sight, and if they get really bad, you can even lead to loss of life. Mr. President, there's no fiscal note on this. I ask you for your favorable consideration. I think we'll protect a lot of people's in Wyoming's eyes. Thank you.
Thank you. Roll call on Senate File 95.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Escobel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Monfladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 30 aye.
Senate File 95, having received 2/3 majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Not everybody gets to see those beautiful balloons and red lines. The ayes, EYES, have it. Dr. Van Kirk, is that right? Folks, if you would welcome our doctor of the day, Dr. Christy Van Kirk. Thank you. Be very cautious listening to the doctor that says all doctors have to be within arm's reach of their doctor. All right. Senafile. Yes. You may. Senator Barnard.
Great little blue man, feel very dull, guys. I just want you to know that if you hold me that like that and look at the eyes, it's an auto refractor. When you get done, you press on the stomach, it goes, woo-hoo! And then a week later, you get a gift certificate from Pillsbury.
They're both cute and creepy at the same time. Senate File 96. First reading of the bill.
Senate File 96, Marijuana Edibles, sponsored by Senator Wasserberger.
Oh, the gentleman from Campbell County. Senator Wasserberger.
File 96, Marijuana Edibles. Mr. President, this was an interim study by the Joint Judiciary Committee. It was introduced in the House and was voted down by a 39-21 vote. This study is a result of a district court opinion by a person very close to you, Mr. President, that said essentially our statutes do not make edible marijuana illegal. So essentially, marijuana edibles are legal in the state of Wyoming if we don't introduce this bill and push it through. There is no fiscal note, and I would urge your favorable vote.
Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
No.
No. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
No.
No. Dockstetter?
No.
No. Driscoll?
Aye.
Driscoll, aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Esquivel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
No.
No. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer? Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
Aye.
Von Platern?
No.
No. Wasserberger? Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote?
Would you clarify Senator Dockstetter's vote?
Dockstetter, no.
Which is it? Are you an aye or a yes?
Mr. President, I'm an aye.
Aye. Dockstetter, aye. Barnard was a no. Barnard. Barnard, no to I.
All right.
Closing.
Closing vote.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 25 I, 5 no.
Senate File 96, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 97, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 97, Student and School Safety Call Center, sponsored by Senator Coe.
Senator Coe.
Mr. President, move for introduction to Senate File 97. Mr. President, over the last two interims, your Joint Education Committee has met and considered extensively with extensive testimony what we can do to provide a school and safety call center. And as you might recall, last year on the floor of the Senate, we had a lengthy debate about it. I'd like to say this bill is an old friend, but there's some people on the floor that didn't think it was that great a friend. What it does, Mr. President, this is not even close to the same bill that the Joint Education Committee sponsored in the interim. This is a scaled-back version. This will allow the program to go ahead under certain circumstances, but I want to emphasize, first of all, there's no appropriation in it, no money in it. The Attorney General, if he works with the Office of Homeland Security, and the Office of Homeland Security may, if they choose, provide two positions funded with federal monies. And you'll see that in Section 2A on page 3. The call center will reside in the Office of the Attorney General. You'll see that in page 2, paragraph 9. One of the things the bill does, you know, we debated this for a couple years, and I want you to know that the Joint Education Committee was passionate about this concept. We don't name any vendors in this bill. And if you remember the discussion we had on Senate File 14, data privacy, we got passionate about this because programs like this have had great success in other places. Great success. The program we have now is not very effective. But if you remember the debate on Senate File 14, we talked about suicide. We talked about if a student happens to see you know, some other student writes, I think I'm going to commit suicide today or I'm going to do this.
We know that in almost all the cases that if somebody's going to do something drastic, whether or not it's with guns or with suicide, that somebody else knows about it. So the calls that are made to this center are not deemed a public record. I think that's really significant. But I'd ask that you support this. It scales back the entire program. We have reporting requirements that are on the bill back to JAC and JEC by October 15th to 16th of 16 and October 15th to 17. So this just gives it some legs a little bit to go out and see what we can do with it. I'd urge that you support this bill as we move forward. I think it's incredibly important. If it saves one person or if it does one good thing, I think it's worthwhile. I'd urge that you support it.
Roll call on the bill.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
No.
Burns, no. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
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 Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Escobel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
No.
No. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
No.
No. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Von Platern?
Von Platern?
Vote.
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 26 aye, 4 no.
Senate File 97, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 4. Education. Senator Driscoll.
Mr. President, thank you. Privilege of the floor.
You may have it.
Fellow senators, please join me in welcoming the energy capital of Wyoming, Campbell County's commissioners, Rusty Bell, Gary Becker, Mark Christensen, and Mickey Schober, who is the brother of tourism director Diane Schober.
Hey! Welcome. We're glad to have you. First reading of the bill, Senate File 98.
Senate File 98, Food Freedom Act Sales Locations, sponsored by Senator Dockstetter.
Senator Dockstetter.
Ask for your favorable consideration. Members of the Senate, last year we made great progress with those wanting to the right to purchase and consume their Farm Fresh Products and the Food Freedom Act. We're seeing an increasing number of people selling now as a result of that. They're at the farmers markets and so forth around Wyoming. They're actually now trying to use their farms and ranches as bases of those sales. These ag-based locations are not just centered on a person's desire to have these products, but I truly believe it's a response to a changing economy. Those in the ag industry continue to find it necessary to find ways to support their families and their ag operations. The retail operations are out there with our ag industry. I'm just asking that we give them a chance, a little bit of assistance to run their operations, sell their products to their neighbors, set the tables up and so forth, and ultimately it's the neighbors or the consumer's choice to make the purchase of some milk or some carrots or so forth. But this includes a provision as noted in Senate File 98, page 2, the homemade products to be allowed for sale at the ranch farmer home. That's what we're focusing on, where the food is produced. Just suggest it's a fundamental right, not only to those in the ag-based operations, but those making the choice to purchase what's grown at their neighbor's farm or ranch. Ask for favorable consideration.
Roll call on the bill.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebow?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
No.
No. Escobel?
Aye.
Geis?
No.
No. Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
No.
No. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Conflict.
Conflict? Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 26 aye, 3 no, 1 conflict.
One conflict. Rosiglione the farmer. Senate file 98, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is hereby referred to committee number 2, appropriations. No, we're going to refer it to committee number 5, agriculture. Senate file 99, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 99, Emergency Medical Services, sponsored by Senator Dockstetter.
Senator Dockstetter.
I move Senate File 99. Ask for your favorable consideration. See ya. Members of the Senate, I brought this one back as I started seeing the budget cuts come up with our locals. I started thinking about the things that we could do to reach out and help them. So I turned to a group that... The volunteer EMTs out there, the EMS folks, they're out there trying to find favor with commissioners or hospital districts, trying to get just some assistance along the way. And this made it a long ways once upon a time, about 2 or 3 years ago, and then didn't get to have final consideration in another place. But as I researched it and looked into it, we have special districts for water, sewer, trash, street maintenance, even lighting. We've even got districts for playgrounds and swimming pools. Golf course, I'm surprised. But when it comes to medical services, nothing. Emergency medical services. But the matter as important as health care, the statute does not clearly provide for emergency medical services. So with 99, we have a provision for the emergency medical services. Operation and function of the special district. The day has come for our volunteers to not be so anxious to volunteer. They're diminishing. So that, in essence, encourages us to rethink what we're doing with our emergency medical services. Especially in light of our budgets being cut, we need to give those folks out there who are volunteering an option to create a body for these services and emergency services. Volunteer groups across the state are trying to find favor again, as I noted, with their commissioners, their health care districts. And in the light of these declining revenues and cutting budgets, it's going to be hard. Even as I speak, we've got a group out west trying to send out letters and look for support, forming some kind of organization with or without this so that they can have adequate EMS services. It's going to be difficult to make it with these budget cuts. You can't make it on bake sales. So I'm asking you to bring this one back up for consideration. Thank you.
Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebow?
No.
No. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case? No. Christensen?
Aye.
I. Coe?
Aye.
I. Cooper?
Aye.
I. Kraft?
Aye.
I. Dockstader?
Aye.
I. Driscoll?
Aye.
I. Emmerich?
Aye.
I. Escobel?
Aye.
I. Geis?
Aye.
I. Hastert?
Aye.
I. Hicks? Johnson?
Aye.
I. Kinski?
Aye.
I. Landon?
Aye.
I. Meyer?
Aye.
I. Pappas?
Aye.
I. Perkins?
Aye.
I. Peterson?
Aye.
I. Ross?
No.
No. Rothfuss?
Aye.
I. Scott?
Aye.
I. Von Fladern?
No.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
I. Hicks?
Aye.
I. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 26 aye, 4 no.
Senate File 99, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 100, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 100, Special Districts Emergency Medical Services, sponsored by Senator Dockstader.
Senator Dockstader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Senate File 100 and ask for your favorable consideration. Members of the Senate, still trying to help these folks figure out things and how they can make things work better for their emergency medical services across the state. I'm talking about those specific to our volunteer organizations. This authorizes a provision for emergency medical services to our boards, our hospital districts, those who manage these services. It gives them an opportunity to have it designated here in statute. Probably the easiest and quickest way to go to this is on 3 under X. Employ or otherwise contract with physicians and otherwise health care providers to provide health care services. That's already there. And we simply add the word including emergency medical services. It's optional. You'll notice just above that the word may. It's optional. Authorizes, but not required. Just trying to keep the emergency medical services out in front for our consideration. Ask for your favorable consideration.
Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner? Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Coe? Aye. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstader?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
I. Emmerich.
Aye.
I. Escobel.
Aye.
I. Geis.
Aye.
I. Hastert. I. Hicks.
Aye.
I. Johnson.
Aye.
I. Kinski.
Aye.
I. Landon.
Aye.
I. Meyer. I. Pappas.
Aye.
I. Perkins.
Aye.
I. Peterson.
Aye.
I. Ross.
No.
No. Rothfuss.
Aye.
I. Scott.
Aye.
I. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 28 aye, 2 no.
So File 100, having passed a, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 101, first reading the bill.
Senate File 101, Public Health Laboratory Fees, sponsored by Senator Burns.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, I move Senate File 101 for introduction and ask the body's positive vote for this. Mr. President, what this bill does is has the Public Health Lab charge local law enforcement, state agencies and other individuals and organizations for the work that they do, and also to make personnel available for trials as expert testimonies in things related to DNA and blood and so forth. Mr. President, we've been doing this through the budget bill for the last 20 years or so, but because of the restrictions we've been putting on the budget bill not to create legislation in the budget bill,
I thought it was about time that we actually put this in statute. And with that, I would ask for a positive vote.
Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Escobel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladeren?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 aye.
Senate File 101, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Senate File 102, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 102, Federal Funds Distribution, sponsored by Senator Ross.
Senator Rosiglione.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move introduction of Senate File 102, Federal Funds Distribution. Members of the Senate, this bill deals with a situation where perhaps you get pennies from heaven from the federal government. And one such event such as that was when we got ARRA funds. And the question comes up about to what extent does the government have the power or the authority to expend those monies. What this bill does is on pages 1 and 2, it creates a federal funds holding account. If the federal or state law does not provide for specific use of those funds, and that money is goes into that account and can only be expended by legislative appropriation. It limits the governor's ability to fund those, expend those federal funds unless they've been previously appropriated by the legislature on page 3 for a program, or unless the funds would not be available before the legislature convenes or would otherwise authorize expenditure. It does provide an exception that if funds do come and there's a string attached to it that they have to be expended during that interim, then the governor would have that authority as long as it does not obligate the state to expend any additional funds. So this is just a methodology so that we can have better tracking, better control over these federal funds when they do come in or not, and so I'd urge your favorable consideration.
Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Escobel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis? Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladeren?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 30 aye.
Senate File 102, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Senate File 103, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 103, At-Will Employment Contracts, sponsored by Senator Ross.
Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the introduction of Senate File 103. Ask for your favorable consideration. Senate File 103 deals with the issue concerning at-will employment contracts. The guts of the bill are over in pages 2 and 3. Basically, what it provides is that if the governor exercises an authority to create an at-will employment contract, the governor shall seek a continued appropriation or authorization of that position by a budget request in the next session of the legislature. What we're trying to do is get a handle on some of these AWACs that are out there and making sure that they're just not created and then all of a sudden become standardized into the budget. So if the legislature does not approve that AWAC position, then it terminates and will not be reauthorized without further approval of the legislature. The whole idea is to get that no at-will contract will be created unless specifically authorized by legislation or approved by the governor, and any position that's approved by the governor shall be reported to the Joint Appropriations Committee, and then, of course, there's the issue about continuation of that contract. So that, in essence, I'm trying to get, in these budget times, a better handle on AWAC positions and urge your favorable consideration.
Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Esquivel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
No.
No. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins? Perkins? Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 28 aye, 2 no.
Senate File 103, having received a two-thirds of a majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Senate File 104, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 104, Volunteer Health Care, sponsored by Senator Christensen.
Senator Christensen.
Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 104 and ask for your favorable consideration. Members of the Senate File 104, this is a bill that is named Volunteer Health Care. What it does is it allows the Department of Health to contract with any health care provider or medical professional to provide volunteer health care to low-income persons. It does not repeal any existing volunteer health programs. It does create a third program which is broader in scope than either of the existing programs, but it's not full overlap. It defines volunteer medical professionals as employees of the state and volunteer health care providers as governmental entities with immunity from liability under the Wyoming Governmental Claims Act. What this involves is for volunteers or providers to sign up through the Department of Health. They are able to take advantage of the Governmental Claims Act and not be subject to the liability from volunteering or sharing their services. When it talks about the low income, one of the other hot topics that's been mentioned quite a bit in the interim has a upper limit of 137% of the poverty level. This definition, low income, goes to 200%. It's a much broader range of people who could benefit from the services. The intent of the bill is to allow Wyoming citizens with skills to be able to donate their skills to help low-income Wyoming people. That's it in a nutshell. It allows the licensing board to get involved, look at limited licensure, and also
for education credit hours for active folks. The intent of this and what has happened in the state of Florida when they used it was they were able to bring out retired medical providers. And when we talk about medical providers, it's a wide, wide range of providers, everything from an eye care to a midwife in between. As far as the facilities, it's hospitals, clinics, and everything where you could have services typically provided. In the Florida model, I was talking about some numbers that were a little bit low earlier. When I was visiting with people, their example, $614 of service rendered and $1 of administrative cost to the state. So again, very dollar effective. Again, it goes back to Wyoming people helping Wyoming people. When we look at the population relative to what happened down in Florida, with our population, it's estimated that in Wyoming, we could have 6,168 visits for a potential value of donated care of $3.5 million. This is one of the things that we're looking at. Isn't the answer to everything, but rarely do we find a silver bullet that cures all ills. But this is one of those solutions that we can look at that allows Wyoming people to help Wyoming people in need. A broader range of folks qualify. The state is involved. There is oversight via the Department of Health and a series of mechanisms built up in the bill to provide protections and respect to the clients.
Time.
I'd ask your support.
Roll call.
Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Barnard.
Aye.
Aye. Bebout.
Aye.
Aye. Boner.
Aye.
Aye. Burns.
Aye.
Aye. Case.
Aye.
Aye. Christensen.
Aye.
Aye. Coe.
Aye.
Aye. Cooper.
Aye.
Aye. Kraft.
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich.
Aye.
Aye. Escobel. Aye. Geis.
Aye.
Aye. Hastert.
Aye.
Aye. Hicks.
Aye.
Aye. Johnson.
Aye.
Aye. Kinski.
Aye.
Aye. Landon.
Aye.
Aye. Meyer.
Aye.
Aye. Pappas.
Aye.
Aye. Perkins.
Aye.
Aye. Peterson.
Aye.
Aye. Ross.
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss.
Aye.
Aye. Scott.
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern.
Aye.
Aye. Wasberger.
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas.
No.
No. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 aye, 1 no.
Senate File 104, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 12, Rules. Senate File 105, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 105, Balanced Budget Compact and Resolution 2, sponsored by Senator Boner.
Senator Boner.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Senate File 105 and ask for the body's favorable consideration. So this legislation will signify Wyoming's support of and participate in a constitutional convention under Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution. Just as a brief reminder of for this body, this will allow the states to amend the Constitution of the United States if two-thirds call for the convention and three-fourths of the state approve what is ratified at that convention. So if you turn to page 5, you see there in beginning of line 13, going all the way to page 8, that is the actual text of what the amendment would be. And so I'll step you through the highlights of that amendment. First of all, it'll basically cap the national debt at 105% of the current outstanding debt on the effective date of the article. So if the day that this is enacted, the federal debt is $20 trillion, the debt would be capped at $21 trillion. But there is some flexibility allowed for in this article as well. The federal government can raise taxes to meet that debt only if it, first of all, it could refer that measure to the states and it could be approved by the state legislatures by a simple majority, or if the tax increase is approved by two-thirds of both houses of Congress. So there's flexibility there both for emergencies and for if there's a true need to raise taxes to help keep that debt ceiling under control. But it does require a significant amount of work on the part of the federal government. Now, just as important as those points are, just as important as what the actual amendment would look like, what would it be, is a process by which it would actually play out. Especially being from a small state like Wyoming, the least populated in the country, we've got to make sure that we won't open up the Constitution just to be rode roughshod over by more populated states. So you'll see on page 24, beginning line 10, it specifically states that each state representative at the convention should have one vote only. In addition to the concerns about a runaway convention, you can see on page 27, beginning on line 3, it says specifically, no event shall any proposed amendment other than the balance budget amendment be transmitted as mentioned before. So this puts in some serious constraints. This is a safe and thoroughly thought out, it'll be a meticulously executed way of amending the federal constitution so that we can keep the federal debt under control with some balance in there. If there is, in fact, an emergency, if there is something that does need to happen to raise taxes to meet, to continue to not have a significant national debt, I urge you your consideration for my future, for the future of my kids and grandkids, I urge you to support this piece of legislation.
Roll call.
Anderson?
No.
No. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
No.
No. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
No.
No. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
No.
No. Escobel?
No.
Geis?
No.
No. Hastert?
No.
No. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
No.
No. Kinski?
No.
No. Landon?
No.
No. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
No.
No. Von Fladern?
No.
No. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 17 aye, 13 no.
Senate File 105, having failed to receive a two-thirds majority vote, Senate File 105 has failed introduction. Senate Joint Resolution 0004.
Senate Joint Resolution 0004, labeling for genetically engineered items 2, sponsored by Senator Emmerich.
Senator Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a resolution that is requesting Congress to enact legislation providing uniform food labeling related to genetic engineering. Genetic engineering has been involved in our food and fiber and all of our foods in the last 20 years, and they range from Roundup Ready, alfalfa and sugar beet seed, to salmon, to tomatoes that have genes in them which allow them to grow at a lower temperature and was derived from a strawberry. This resolution, quite honestly, once the heart of it is on page 2, beginning on line 22, and going through that whereas, we're merely asking for consistent labeling to eliminate the costly damage or costly changes in manufacturing, labeling, warehousing, inventory, et cetera, et cetera. The point being, one half of our Congress has already passed such legislation, and we're waiting for the other half. What this does is provides a stable, labeling, consistent
set of rules that we can all live with to know whether it's genetically engineered or not. Because if those people that wish to label them with GM or GMO products can do so, this merely asks for consistent labeling and consideration, and I would appreciate your vote. Thank you.
Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
No.
No. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Co?
Aye.
Aye. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Escobel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
No.
No. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
No.
No. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
No.
No. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 26 aye, 4 no.
Senate Joint Resolution 4, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. The jacket for Senate File 52 having been returned, it is now reassigned to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senator Kinski.
Mr. President, having voted on the prevailing side of Senate File 35, referendum circulator payment, I move for reconsideration.
Is that bill still within our jacket? I think it is. The question is before you, is shall Senate File 35 be reconsidered? No debate. Roll call.
Anderson?
No.
No. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen? No. Co?
Aye.
Aye. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
No.
No. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Escobel?
No.
No. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
No.
No. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
No.
No. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
No.
No. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen? No to aye. Closing vote? Closing Vote closed. 20 on the reconsideration. 23 aye, 7 no.
Having received a majority of the vote, the vote on Senate File 35 will be reconsidered. We are now back on the bill itself. The question before you is introduction of Senate File 35, which will still require a two-thirds majority vote. Roll call.
Anderson? No. Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen? No. Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft? No. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Escobel?
No.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
No.
No. Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
No.
No. Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross? Aye. Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
Aye.
Ron Fladern?
No.
Wasterberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 22 aye, 8 no.
Senate File 35, having now received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. That was the final vote for...
It failed yesterday in third reading.
Excuse me. So I said that wrong. It didn't need a two-thirds. It's
right, majority.
Majority,
correct.
But it had a majority.
It did.
Okay. Folks, I said that wrong. When I said this was, I had in my mind this is a vote for reintroduction, but this is the first reconsideration was a reconsideration of third reading. And the vote for reconsideration passed. We then had the final third reading vote for final passage of the bill in the Senate, and it passed by a majority vote. If everybody understands that, I'll call the final vote. If anybody objects and was misunderstanding, because I said we'll recall that vote. Senator Case.
We redo the vote, make sure that people understand that they are indeed voting on.
I think that's a good, I think that's well merit. So the vote for reconsideration passed. I then said this was a vote for final or reintroduction, two-thirds of vote, that's wrong. The vote before you now is the final third reading vote. It only requires a majority vote for passage, and we'll redo the recall to make sure that everybody understands. They're voting on third reading, final passage of the bill. Roll call on third reading of the bill.
Anderson? No. Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
No.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
No.
Dockstetter?
No.
Driscoll?
No.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Escobel?
No.
Geis?
Aye.
I. Hastert? No. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
No.
No. Kinski?
No.
No. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
No.
No. Ross?
No.
No. Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
No.
Wasserberger?
No.
No. President Nicholas?
No.
No. Closing vote? Bebout? Bebout, you were an aye to no? Bebout, aye to no. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 14 aye, 16 no.
Senate File 35, having failed to receive a majority of the vote, has failed to pass committee third reading. I apologize for that confusion. Pardon? You know, it's just glass. This water sign doesn't even know. It's great. Reports from standing committees. Senator Perkins.
Have we concluded first the bills on introduction?
That did complete all the introductions. Is there a bill missing out there?
No, Mr. Chairman. I was just going to say, if we're at a point, I think that a number of us, including the staff, could use a break about now.
Well,
let me defer to the Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to read in the Standing Committee reports first, and I was going to do just that.
Okay. Standing Committee reports.
February 11, 2016, Mr. President, your committee number 2, Appropriations, to whom was referred Senate File 32, Alternative School Accountability, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with the recommendation that it do pass amended. Ayes, Senators Burns, Hastert, Perkins, Ross, and Wasserberger, Senator Ross, Chairman. February 12, 2016, Mr. President, your committee number 4, Education, to whom was referred Senate File 81, School Capital Construction, Charter School Leases, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with the recommendation that it do pass amended. Ayes, Senators Coe, Dockstader, Landon, Pappas, and Rothfuss, Senator Coe, Chairman. February 12, 2016, Mr. President, your committee number 1, Judiciary, to whom was referred Senate File 10, Firearms Exemption from Execution, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with the recommendation that it do pass amended. Ayes, Senators Christensen, Esquibel, Hicks, Kinski, and Von Platern, Senator Christensen, Chairman. February 12, 2016, Mr. Presidential Committee Number 1, Judiciary, to whom was referred Senate File 50, Sexual Assault, Position of Authority, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Ayes, Senators Christensen, Esquibel, Hicks, Kinski, and Von Platern, Senator Christensen, Chairman. February 12, 2016, Mr. Presidential Committee Number 1, Judiciary, to whom was referred Senate File 3, Permissive Preference for Veterans in Private Employment, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Christensen, Esquibel, Hicks, Kinski, and Von Platern, Senator Christensen, Chairman. February 12, 2016, Mr. President, your committee number 1, Judiciary, to whom was referred Senate File 46, Asset Forfeiture 1, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Christensen, Esquibel, Hicks, Kinski, and Von Platern, Senator Christensen, Chairman. February 12, 2016, Mr. President, your committee number 10, Labor, to whom was referred Senate File 61, Occupational Health and Safety Act, Civil Penalties, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Boner, Kraft, Driscoll, Peterson, and Scott, Senator Scott, Chairman. February 12, 2016, Mr. President, your committee number 10, Labor, to whom was referred Senate File 45, Rural Health Care Districts Authority, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Boner, Kraft, Driscoll, Peterson, and Scott, Senator Scott, Chairman. February 12, 2016, Mr. President, your committee number 4, Education, to whom was referred Senate File 24, Supplemental At-Risk Funding for Early Childhood Education, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Coe, Dockstader, Landon, Pappas, and Rothfuss, Senator Coe, Chairman. February 12, 2016, Mr. President, your committee number 4, Education, to whom was referred Senate File 15, Hathaway Scholarship Eligibility, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Coe, Dockstader, Landon, Pappas, and Rothfuss, Senator Coe, Chairman. February 11, 2016, Mr. President, your committee number 12, Rules, to whom was referred Senate File 29, Legislator Participation in State Benefit Plans, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Ayes, Senators Bebout, Kraft, Nicholas, Perkins, and Rothfuss, Senator Nicholas, Chairman. February 11, 2016, Mr. President, your committee number 5, Agriculture, to whom was referred Senate File 31, Omnibus Water Bill Planning, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Barnard, Christensen, Dockstader, Emmerich, and Geis, Senator Geis, Chairman. February 11, 2016, Mr. President, your committee number 5, Agriculture, to whom was referred Senate File 53, 2016 Large Project Funding, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Barnard, Christensen, Dockstader, Emmerich, and Geis, Senator Geis, Chairman. February 11, 2016, Mr. President, your committee number 12, Rules, to whom was referred Senate File 2, Attorney General Opinions Legislative Request, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Bebout, Kraft, Nicholas, Perkins, and Rothfuss, Senator Nicholas, Chairman.
Mr. Joy Porter, we have one more message from the House. I would read it in.
From the House of Representatives, February 12, 2016. Mr. President, this is to inform you that the House has amended the House rules of the 63rd Wyoming State Legislature with the following amendments. Suspending further reading, Patricia L. Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Bill.
Oh, excuse me, Senator Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. President. The bill that was just read in, Senate File 53, is large projects, and I would like to have that re-referred to appropriations, please.
Without further objection, Senate File 53 is re-referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations, and it's large project funding. Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, members of the Senate, it's the intent of your majority floor leader to come back around 1, get through second and third reading, and depending how we're doing, try to work some committee of the whole and still get you out here early. With that, Mr. President, I move the Senate stand in recess till 1 p.m.
Announcements. Senator Von Flatern.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Minerals Committee number 9, Minerals and Economic Development, will meet in about 10 minutes in room Jonah Room S18 to discuss Senate File 18, Competitive Bid Specification Requirements, Senate File 39, Cease and Transfer Priority List, Senate File 64, Industrial Siting Permit Amendments, and, if time allows, Senate File 65, Patent Trolling.
Senator Farr, Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee number 2, Appropriations, will meet in about 10 minutes. Also, to consider the following bills, in Jonah Room L55, which is our Appropriations Committee Room, Senate File 40, Abandoned Mine Land Funds, Senate File 68, Budget Shortfall Measures, and Senate File 71, Local Government Distributions 3.
Other announcements? If folks would give courtesy to those first committees that are going to meet in 10 minutes to hit the lunch line. Senator Christensen.
The Judiciary Committee number 1 will meet Monday the 15th, 8 a.m. at the Jonah Room, S18, to discuss bills. Senate File 75, Criminal Trespass to Collect Data Amendments. Senate File 76, Civil Trespass to Collect Data Amendments. And Senate File 96, Marijuana Edibles.
Other announcements? You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The Senate shall stand in recess until 1 p.m.